many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 66, 22-23. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22-23. As surely as my new heavens and earth will remain, so will you always be my people, with a name that will never disappear, says the Lord. All humanity will come to worship me from week to week and from month to month. My theme for reflection is a hope that outlasts everything. A hope that outlasts everything. There is something quietly revealing about how we treat new things. A new phone, a new outfit, a new plan. We get excited for a while, and then almost inevitably, the novelty fades. What once felt permanent quickly becomes outdated. It makes you wonder, is anything truly lasting? Isaiah 66, 22-23 speaks into that longing with a vision that is anything but temporary. Written to a people who had known exile, loss, and uncertainty, Isaiah offers not just comfort, but a reorientation of hope. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, so shall your descendants and your name remain. In a world where everything seemed fragile, God promises permanence, an unshakable future grounded not in human effort, but in divine faithfulness. This message comes at the close of Isaiah's prophecy, where judgment and restoration meet. Israel had experienced the consequences of rebellion, yet God's final word is not destruction, but renewal. This new creation is not merely about a distant future. God declares that history itself is moving toward restoration, and remarkably, this vision expands beyond Israel. All flesh shall come to worship before me. What was once centered in one people becomes a global invitation. God's kingdom is not tribal, it is universal. For us today, this is profoundly significant. In Christ, this new creation has already begun. The gospel has crossed boundaries of culture and nation. We are living in the early fulfillment of what Isaiah foresaw, yet we also live in tension. We are renewed, but not yet perfected, redeemed, yet still wrestling with sin. As N.T. Wright insightfully puts it, the resurrection of Jesus is the beginning of God's new project, not to snatch people away from earth to heaven, but to colonize earth with the life of heaven. In other words, we are already participants in the future God has promised, even as we await its fullness. Scripture elsewhere helps us hold this balance. Revelation 21:1 echoes Isaiah's vision. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The Bible interprets itself what Isaiah anticipates, John confirms. God is not abandoning creation, he is renewing it, and we are part of that story. So what does this mean for daily life? It means we anchor our identity not in what fades, but in what endures. Careers shift, relationships change, even health can fail, but our place in God's future remains secure. It means our worship is not just a Sunday activity, but a foretaste of eternity. Every prayer, every act of praise joining a global ongoing chorus. And it means we live with both urgency and hope. Urgency because our choices matter. Hope because God's purpose cannot be undone. Isaiah does not end without a sober contrast. Those who resist God's grace face a different future. This is not meant to terrify, but to awaken. God's justice is as real as his mercy. The invitation to life is open, but it is not indefinite. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I placing my hope, in things that fade or in God's enduring promise? How does the vision of a global eternal worship shape the way I live and relate to others today? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a few moments to pause and consciously thank God for something eternal, your faith, His grace, and His promises. Then reach out to someone from a different background or perspective and extend kindness as a small expression of that all flesh worship God, worship that God is gathering. Eternal God, whose promises outlast time itself, help us to live with eyes fixed on your new creation. When we are distracted by what fades, draw us back to what endures. Shape our lives into acts of worship that reflect your grace to the world. And as we wait for the fullness of your kingdom, keep us faithful, hopeful, and rooted in your unchanging love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.